They chose to make more money. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Well, we finally learned what it takes to get Facebook to stop spreading misinformation.
Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp experienced one of the longest outages in company history.
Yes, but within a few hours, Facebook's information algorithms were once again working their magic, leaving us to wonder, was the outage a warning shot, perhaps? Interesting that it would occur the day after CBS's interview with whistleblower Frances Haugen.
Facebook over and over again chose to optimize for its own interests, like making more money.
But we can't punish Facebook for wanting to make more money, can we? That's what successful companies are supposed to do. It's too bad they appear to be using the Purdue Pharma business model. But at the same time, you have to admire the company's genius. It found a way to get many of the same people who've been defying vaccine mandates to give themselves intravenous Facebook injections. And it has managed to completely avoid the regulators, activating safety measures before the election. And then, according to the whistleblower,
as soon as the election was over, they turned them back off to prioritize growth over safety.
But Facebook denies this. And in any case, they're a private company. And if I'm going to argue that a private company like Twitter has the freedom to excommunicate Donald Trump, then I have to grant Facebook the freedom to excommunicate facts. In America, you are free to surround yourself in your own reality without having to put up with fussy fact checkers who are all very dull people. And if you conclude that conspiracies are the only way to explain the world we live in, you should be free to follow that trail wherever it leads. I would just observe that the most dangerous conspiracy is the one that even the people who've swallowed the red pill didn't see coming, where the government itself contracts with Facebook to lure all the conspiracy believers to the National Mall one last time. That's all I'm allowed to say. But for those who know what's really going on, it should be enough.